Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host Meenu, and these are the major news stories of Monday, April 1st, 2024. The Supreme Court refused to stay the Hindu prayers in the southern cellar of the Gyanwabi Mosque and sought a response from the Kashi Vishwanath Temple trustees on the plea of the Mosque Management Committee. A Delhi court on Monday sent Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till April 15th in the excise policy-linked money laundering case. China has released a fourth list of 30 new names of various places in Arunachal Pradesh amid Beijing's stepped-up assertions in recent weeks to re-emphasize its claim over the Indian state. The Supreme Court refused to stay scientific survey of the Botshala complex, a medieval era structure in Madhya Pradesh Dhar district, which both Hindus and Muslims claim as their own. The Supreme Court on Monday referred the suit filed by the Kerala government raising the issue of ceiling on net borrowing to a 5-judge constitutional bench. Let's get into the details. The Supreme Court on Monday refused to stay the Hindu prayers in the southern cellar of the Gyanwabi Mosque and sought a response from the Kashi Vishwanath Temple trustees on the plea of the Mosque Management Committee. The top court also ordered maintaining the status quo on the offering of namaz by Muslims in the Gyanwabi premises in Varanasi. The court was hearing a fresh plea of the Gyanwabi Mosque Management Committee against an Allahabad High Court decision upholding a lower court's order allowing Hindu prayers in the southern cellar of the mosque. The High Court, on February 26th, had dismissed the committee's plea in which it had challenged the district court's January 31st order allowing Hindus to offer prayers in the cellar. A Delhi court on Monday sent Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till April 15th in the excise policy-linked money laundering case. Kejriwal was produced in the court of special judge Kaveri Baveja after his Enforcement Directorate custody came to an end. The ED had sought 15-day judicial custody of Kejriwal, saying he was totally uncooperative. On Monday, the Delhi High Court also asked the ED to submit its note to the special judge on the issue of Kejriwal passing orders while in custody in the excise policy-linked money laundering case. The court was informed by the ED's counsel that it was not providing any infrastructure to Kejriwal for passing orders. China has released a fourth list of 30 new names of various places in Arunachal Pradesh amid Beijing's stepped-up assertions in recent weeks to re-emphasize its claim over the Indian state. India has been rejecting China renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh, asserting that the state is an integral part of the country, and assigning invented names does not alter this reality. The Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs released the fourth list of standardized geographical names in Sangan, the Chinese name for Arunachal Pradesh, which Beijing claims as part of South Tibet, state-run Global Times reported on Sunday. The Supreme Court on Monday refused to stay the scientific survey of the Botshala complex, a medieval era structure which both Hindus and Muslims claim as their own in Madhya Pradesh Dhar district, but said no action should be taken without its permission on the outcome of the ASA survey. Hindus consider Botshala, an archaeological survey of India protected 11th century monument, to be a temple dedicated to Vakdevi or goddess Saraswati, while the Muslim community call it Kamal Mala Mosque. Under an arrangement made by the ASI on April 7, 2003, Hindus perform puja in the Botshala premises on Tuesdays, while Muslims offer namas in the complex on Fridays. The Supreme Court on Monday referred the suit filed by the Kerala government raising the issue of ceiling on net borrowing to a 5-judge constitution bench. A bench of Justices Suryakant and K.V. Vishwanathan passed the order on the state's suit, accusing the centre of interfering in the exercise of its exclusive autonomous and plenary powers to regulate the state's finances by imposing a cap on borrowing. The bench referred to Article 293 of the Constitution, which deals with borrowing by states, and said this provision has not been so far subject to any authoritative interpretation by the apex court. In an original suit filed under Article 131 of the Constitution, the Kerala government has said the Constitution bestows fiscal autonomy upon states to regulate their finances under various articles, and the borrowing limits or the extent of such borrowings are regulated by state legislation. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Toast, hosted by me, Meenu, and produced by Vishnu Murlitharan, with technical support from IDBRU Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.